Welcome to Cannabis School. I'm your host, Jesse Angelus.
And I'm Brandon Elder.
And we're here to talk to you about everything pertaining to cannabis, from vape,
flower,
edibles,
strains,
and everything in between. Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
And you know what time it is?
4:20.
Oh, I was going to say taco time.
Oh, taco time.
Taco time's gross, though. You ever eaten there?
Yeah.
It's pretty nasty.
Not that great.
But I am, you know, being a consumer of cannabis, I would have to say that I'm a frequenter of Taco Bell when I've had a good indica.
I actually frequent Del Taco because they're just around the corner, and right. So I can walk there.
But you can taste the chemicals in the Taco Bell.
That's the secret. And my butt feels the chemicals on the way out, so that is no longer a secret.
Well, you know, that kind of goes into today, what we're talking about. Not chemicals coming out of the butt, but definitely thinking about some of this good strain we're going to talk about today.
What strain's that?
Well, it's a good strain. This strain, you're going to feel
pretty good.
Well, you're just going to watch people do-si-do. And that's the strain we're talking about today.
Do-si-do. Swinging around in circles.
Well, I don't know. Let me tell you, this strain, okay? This strain.
Listen here now.
Well, just kind of go over a little bit of the topic. We're going to start with flower first, okay? So, it's got a sweet and slightly minty smell. Would you agree to that, Brandon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll stop doing that, but it is a really cool looking strain too in the bud form. It's got like an olive green look to it.
Yeah, olive green, really, really bright colors. Yeah. So it's olive green and then lavender with like glittery trichomes all over it. It's a really pretty piece. Like it's almost like a piece of art.
Yeah, when you're looking at the trichomes over it, it's very frosted looking. It's so white. And
like me in the winter.
Yeah, absolutely like you in the winter. But one of these, the points of it is it's a very potent strain. From what I was reading, it can get up as high as a 30% THC level in the flower itself. Which for
those... I'm drooling over here.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we've smoked this together. This is a great strain. Mm-hmm. Very chill. A lot of... it's a good social strain, but also a good alone strain.
Yeah, it's definitely a high indica, high euphoria strain for sure.
And it's not so much on the notes of like with a strain such as Bubba Kush, right? Bubba Kush is definitely couch lock, but this one is like just, it's such a deep indica, but you can stay awake.
Oh, yeah.
So you just feel good. A lot of good for, what are some of the good things that'll happen to your body?
So this one starts, it's like wearing a cap of euphoria at the beginning. It's really in the head, and then it settles down into your body, and it becomes one of the most introspective strains. It's like Alice in Wonderland going down the rabbit hole. Like, you just go so deep introspectively.
Right.
So it can be a fantastic strain.
Yeah, I would almost, you know, when I thought about my own life and where I would put this strain, and I haven't used it this way. Now, I told you, you know, I'm a avid gym goer. I like going, I like beating the hell out of my body just because it releases endorphins. But one thing that I have found recently, and I've told you this many a times, is that I like taking a tincture of a sativa strain. I use Pineapple Express right now, and I get the best workouts, just super strong. But I would imagine after it starts to go down, this would be a great, like, at night. This is good for like mild pain. This isn't like a Bubba Kush, like it's gonna take the pain away. But that's my own perspective. I remember using that one. It's good for like mild aches. But there are other attributes that it's able to help with. What else can this help with?
So it actually helps with insomnia. It does help with chronic pain, nausea, depression, and stress. So
it's standard indica.
Yeah, it's a really cozy body high though. So it after it goes in your head, it like trickles down your spine and then down into like all your limbs. So it's it's a cozy high.
So have you had it in vape?
No, just in flower.
Yeah, I've only had it in flower.
I'm complaining.
Oh no, we've had it in edibles too. We've made chocolates before with it. And Do-Si-Do is definitely like, this is a, in an edible form, it's a really good long-term high. For me, it's something that will last about 4 to 5 hours. But I'm cognizant. I can be aware of things, but I'm just really relaxed.
Oh yeah. Really relaxed, happy, euphoric, sleepy for the newer ones, and uplifted. That's like really common feelings from it.
So with us both being able to consume this, what has been your, is this a favorite like kind of community strain? Like if you had a good party and you're being able to share about, because not everybody's going to go towards an indica, but even though the percentage is so high, I got the feeling that this is something that you could smoke on the regular where you don't feel so dopey.
Oh yeah, anything that you smoke regularly, you'll become less dopey with over time anyway. Your body becomes more accustomed to it. Your cannabinoid receptors throughout your body, they're more accustomed to that. So we're not going to go all into it, but basically decreases the amount of receptors that you have over time by using the same one.
So are you saying that if I change up my strains every once in a while, that will be able to help with it? Or does that mean I need to go through like a full like tolerance break?
I mean, a tolerance break is always good to do. Back in our tolerance break episode, we went over, you know, 48 hours every 30 days is great to do as a tolerance break. But if you have different strains, using different ones for either different times of day or different things you were trying to achieve, whether it's a feeling or something during your day you're trying to get done, you know, having different strains for that also helps the euphoria. You don't have to end up using as much from each strain to keep getting that same euphoria. So
that makes sense.
It's awesome. The cannabinoids, the terpenes, just switching between them is definitely recommended.
Yeah, I've realized that they have some favorite sativa strains that I tend to gravitate towards, but knowing that I need to give a break. I like being able to have sativas. I mean, a flower is always awesome, but that's not always available or convenient.
Yeah.
And so having a vape, but different ones, right? Like I've tried other forms such as Melonade, which we'll talk about in later episodes. And Melonade's good, but it kind of makes you panicky. But then I take Jet Fuel and I'm just clear as a bell. I take Pineapple Express only when I work out. Like literally that's my pre-workout now. It's awesome. Everybody's taking caffeine and I'm chilling out. Over there going, bro, just take it easy, man. The weights will come to you, bro. But it's, yeah, I would say this is a really good indica. And thinking of like some experiences that were really enjoyable on a food side, I would match this with, and if you're familiar with this Mexican dish, it's called mole. And my last name's Angeles, but trust me, you met me, you would be like, and you have Hispanic blood. Yeah, half of me is. But
the other half super white.
Oh, totally. It's Polack white. But but enchiladas, mole enchiladas. It has shredded chicken in there, rolled in a tortilla, and then put into a baking dish. And you make this mole sauce. It's like a chocolate sauce. And it's real spicy, but I put enough sugar in there so it's sweet. And my father, who is from Mexico City, he never liked mole growing up or throughout his time, but he loves mine. So whenever I'm making it at home and I'm thinking about it right now, and I'm like, I'm gonna load up some Do-Si-Do and go make some enchiladas, and it's gonna be awesome. But yeah, that's the food that I'm thinking of, a sweet savory type of dish. What would you pair it off with?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Now I'm drooling again. That's 2-in-1. Thanks, man. No, I would have to say, so I'm going to preface what my food is with one of the best reviews that I read about Do-Si-Do. So Do-Si-Do leaves you kind of horny, kind of hungry, and totally relaxed. So
it sounds like you're selling a product there.
No, but I'm going to say hilarious. That chocolate covered strawberries.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Dark chocolate, drizzle on some delicious strawberries. Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Sounds delicious. That's awesome. Yeah, thinking about from food to where would I want to use this. My experience with Do-Si-Do is definitely spending time listening to music or playing video games. That's my environment. Not necessarily, I mean, unless I'm like hanging with you, hanging with close friends, but not necessarily like a really open social.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either because of the introspective side of it. Really, really close friend, really personal, someone close maybe. Aside from that, I think this is the perfect strain to have on your own, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I would say Do-Si-Do ranks up there with, in looking at the medicinal properties of cannabis throughout, thinking of Do-Si-Do is one of those where I really need to just take a break from everything. Recently, just so busy, feel overworked, and now I'm at a point where I'm like, gosh, you know, this would be great just to just chill and not really worry about anything. And it has those properties.
Yeah, it'll definitely help you do that. Yeah, this is a great strain. Chilling out at the end of a crazy week. Yeah. Or crazy day.
Or a crazy afternoon.
Yep.
Or a crazy morning.
Or a crazy morning.
Whatever you prefer. It's Saturday, yeah. Tuesday, hey.
You know, it's 420 somewhere.
It's 420 somewhere. Well.
With that, guys, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Tune in next week. And thank you so much.
Check out the questions below. Give us a follow, share us with a friend.
Take care, people.